Rob Mulford is a control systems engineer at Aurora Energy with nearly two decades' experience at the downtown Fairbanks coal-fired power plant. Mulford says he's repeatedly voiced concerns about coal dust and indoor air quality, as well as operational risks related to short staffing and coal handling machinery. Mulford says the man injured by a coal conveyor could have been killed. Mulford suspects he was trying to clear frozen coal from a loading chute.
And he got pulled by the head of the conveyor into the chute. Now, if his head didn't accidentally bump the safety switch that was at the top of the chute, his arms probably would have been pulled off and he would have bled to death there. If it wasn't for the fact that his arms were compressed by the conveyor as it was, he could have bled to death because he was there probably for a half hour before they found him.
Mulford says coal handlers have the hardest job at the plant, working alone, loading frozen coal. He says the job is made more dangerous by management pressure to run the plant at high capacity.
He would not have made that mistake, that decision. He's a very good operator if he wasn't stressed and he wasn't put in a position that made him do something that was against his better interest. And that is the way this plant has been run for the last decade, and it's getting worse, and they want to increase the load on the plant.
Mulford says he recommended lowering plant load to address safety concerns just prior to the accident. Mulford says the idea was rejected, prompting him to take his concerns to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. He says he fears for plant workers if things don't change.
I was an underground coal miner back in the 70s, and this is the same kind of treatment that they pulled on the underground coal miners, and I lost 13 friends in one accident because of pushing the production like they're calling for here. And I'll be damned if I see that happen here.
Mulford was scheduled to meet with OSHA Thursday about the situation at the Aurora power plant. Aurora Energy President Bucky Wright says there's always pressure to run more efficiently and increase profits, but not at the cost of safety.
We try to make sure that we have enough staffing to do the job, enough staffing so that we can operate safely, but not so much staffing to where we're incurring expense that we don't need to incur.
Wright says lowering plant output to the level suggested by Mulford would result in job losses.
We can only stay in business if we make the products that we sell, which is heat and electricity. And if we operate the plant at a lower level, we don't have that to make. But we still have all the expense of all the labor and other expenses that we have.
Wright stresses that plant workers have provided input on how to increase efficiency, and the company recently completed negotiations with the union that represents many plant workers.
And those issues were not brought up as a concern of the union. And as far as I know, our guys feel like that we've got sufficient staff to do the job.
Local 302 Operating Engineers Business Representative Lake Williams confirms safety was not a big part of the discussion.
You know, I think the employees know that it's a pretty lean staffing, but it wasn't a concern in negotiations. I mean, nobody, especially those coal guys, brought up that in negotiations that they needed to have more people. It was more that if you were working alone, to make sure the proper safety gear was being used.
Williams says that includes what's known as man-down radios, which he says allow hands-free calls for help. Aurora's Wright adds the radios send an automatic alert if a person wearing one stops moving. Williams and Wright say it's unclear if the injured worker had one on. Wright says they're working to learn from this week's accident.
To try to kind of go through and recreate what happened, we've got OSHA in, so we're working with OSHA officials. And get a fresh set of eyes.
Wright says preliminary analysis shows plant equipment was operating properly. He says the injured worker has been released from the hospital. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.